Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, welcome in to the Odd Couple. Rob Parker along with Martin Weiss in for Mr. Chris Broussard.
Rob Parker.
That's right. It's a funky flashback Friday here on Fox Sports Radio. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. So much to do, so little time. Oh, my goodness. Great show in store for you. We're going to talk with James Jones, the former Super Bowl champ and NFL Network analyst. We'll talk to him in about 30 minutes. We got a lot of stuff to talk about the NBA. We're going to talk about the Olympics. We're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers and more stuff. But first, let me welcome in my co-host. It's a Friday. That means that Chris Broussard is off. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
And filling in is Mr. Martin Weiss from FS1. And he's my partner on the Extra Points Podcast Network. We have a podcast called The Lemon Pepper Parlay, the NBA edition, which drops every Thursday. What's up, Mr. Weiss?
Rob Parker, it is a flashback Friday. You may not remember this, but Facebook told me. Thankfully, Facebook, you know, remembers everything I've done for the last 13 years or so of my life. But 6 years ago today, I was on, I'm sorry, 5 years ago yesterday, you had me on TV on Channel 20 in Detroit, Channel 7/20 in Detroit. And now here we are on national radio for all of America to hear. So yes. It really is a flashback Friday.
It is. And for people who don't know, Martin and I go back to that point, maybe about a year before that, right, Martin? And Martin worked at a radio station, The Ticket in Detroit, and we met in the press box and young guy getting started or whatever. And he became my producer at Eyewitness News, Action News, I should say. I'm sorry, yep. Channel 7 Action News, WXYZ/Channel 20 in Detroit. And we did the 10 p.m. sportscast there in Detroit, and Martin was the producer, and we did it for about a year. It was fun. And then came out to L.A., and Martin came as well. I remember Martin saying to me, he knew I was coming out to L.A., and he said, bring me with you. Make sure you don't forget me. You remember that, Martin? And did I forget you?
No, you didn't. Rob was telling me, hey, man, I'm going to go to California, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And I was like, well, it'd be nice to come. You know, if you'd like to bring me along, and well, here I am. So
there you go.
Appreciate you, big dog.
No doubt. All right, we got a great show. We're going to go at it. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, like we do on our podcast, too. It's fast. It's crazy. But let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew, because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Rob G is our producer. Alex is our engineer, and he'll be digging in the crates. And Mr. Steve DeSager is at the anchor desk. Steve will keep us updated throughout the program. So we got a lot to do. But, Martin, let's start here because it was a nightmare for all Laker fans last night. I think they were hoping against hope. We know LeBron was going to be out for a little bit longer. He's not right. But they thought that AD would be in there and be able to, you know, hold down the fort. He's a star in his own right. You know, him and some of the other players, they could win a couple games and keep the ship afloat for a while until either LeBron is back or until they get to the playoffs. And then in a game against the Clippers, he gets hurt. They say it is he had back spasms. I watched the video like 10 times, and it looked like he came down awkward on his ankle, the ankle that he hurt. You know, he's already got the injury that he yeah. missed a few months with, right? So here we go. And if you were worried about the Lakers before, you got to be worried now. Because to me, they're destined to be in the play-in game. And number two, they're not winning a championship, Martin. I'm sorry.
I am not going to go that far. I'm not going to bet against LeBron James and Anthony Davis if healthy. However, that's your point, right? We've been saying if healthy, it feels like since Christmas, and it's now we're in April now. I'm sorry, we're in May. We've passed tax season. We passed St. Patrick's Day. We are past Valentine's Day. All of these different landmarks to where you're kind of hoping the Lakers are going to come back and be healthy. We are now at the apex point. It's over. For the Lakers, the if healthy asterisk needs to just go away because they're not going to be healthy at this rate. Because, I mean, I'm no doctor, okay? I assume that the people that saw Anthony Davis after when he was back in the locker room after he fell with like 9 minutes in the first, when he was back there the entire game, I'm sure those guys, you know, I'm sure they're qualified to know what's going on. I'm also not a chef, and I know when food tastes bad. I know I saw Anthony Davis hurt his ankle on TV. Now, maybe his back is also hurt, and then that just seems to be a compounding problem with the ankle because he was holding that ankle and flexing that ankle. And it just seems like ankles are just not happening for the Lakers right now between LeBron and AD. And, you know, all year we've been kind of talking about the Lakers or the Nets. Which team is going to get their stars back faster? Well, it seems as if the Nets have won that arms race, and at this point, I have absolutely a ton of concern for the Lakers in terms of what are they going to be able to do, especially because, like, the teams that are in the top of the West they're not bad. Like, they're not, like, they're going to have to go and play really good teams early, like, at this rate, the way that they're going. If they come back, of course, I'm not going to bet against LeBron.
Are you hemming and hawing? What are you saying?
No,
what?
I'm saying if LeBron comes back healthy, right? If LeBron said if he can come back to 100%, like if he'll play. Now, if he can't, he won't, right? But if you see LeBron on the court again, I'm not going to necessarily completely eliminate the idea that the Lakers can win a title. But currently constructed, this team without LeBron is like New Orleans with Anthony Davis before they made all the trades. Like, it's not, this team is not a great team. This team is not, but I'm not going to bet on LeBron. I've seen him take not great teams very far, but I haven't seen him on the court outside of one game since February.
Yeah, I think you're pipe dreaming. You guys are all living this fantasy. Oh, LeBron, I'm not going to bet against LeBron. LeBron, in 17 years, not betting against LeBron. He won 4 championships and won in the bubble. So, he might get there, but he doesn't always win. So the whole notion you're not betting against LeBron, this is a pipe dream, Laker fans.
Hold on.
Hello?
Stop. No,
is this on?
You bet LeBron James every year to go to the finals, and guess what happens? For the last, 10 years, guess what happens? If you bet LeBron James to go to the finals,
no, it ain't about going.
What happens?
It ain't about going. I'm asking you, they were supposed to repeat this year.
You mean to tell?
Stop talking. First of all, they're not. I'm out on the Lakers. I said this before Anthony Davis re-injured his ankle. I said too many things have to go right, and nothing's going right. You just can't. Magically, LeBron's going to reappear and play well in the postseason.
So what do you think LeBron is? What do you think LeBron is doing right now? Just sitting up, like not rehabbing his ankle? Like, what do you think he's doing right now?
I mean, but there's nothing you can do. It's not right. He probably needs more time. What you're not being honest with is that since LeBron came to L.A., he's been hurt 2 of the 3 years. This is what happens to older players. And this year, it's taken him longer to come back because Father Time is undefeated. This is what happens to older players. This ain't new. I don't know why people are like, oh, I can't believe LeBron's, I can't believe he's taking so long to come back. Why not? This
because
is year 18.
At every step of the turn, LeBron James has defied Father Time. And I'm not arguing with you in the fact that he may not this time. However, I'm going to go ahead and let him prove me wrong. I'm going to go ahead and let it happen. I'm going to go ahead and let it happen first because all that happened when LeBron came and he hurt his groin and all of you and all the LeBroners out there were like, nah, LeBron is done. He's done. All he did was go out there, finish second in MVP voting in the year, and then go take the title. Like,
Do you remember 2 years ago when he came back from an injury and he talked about he was going to go playoff mode or whatever he called it? You remember that?
Yeah,
and
I do. They didn't even make the playoffs. So what's your point? So what's your point? Out of the ten years,
that would have been the one future bet you lost, or the two one future bet you lost. There you go.
My point is, as he gets older and when he came back, he wasn't the same guy. He wasn't that guy that could lift up the team, and they lost to some bad teams during that stretch. When they fell out of playoff contention, LeBron was there and he played, and they didn't win. That's my proof.
So what are
not
you, so
10
why
years
are you,
ago?
So,
I'm talking
right, so
about
talk,
what
so
happened
why are you
in the last
about,
three.
So why are you talking about 2 years ago instead of last year when they did win? Come
well,
on,
they were
dude.
In the bubble, and he had
oh,
4 months
in the bubble
off.
And then Mickey Mouse no. championship, and da-da-da-da-da. Then how come somebody else didn't win it? How come
they
the Clippers didn't win it?
They had 4 months off. They had 4 months
and this
off.
Season, this season is ridiculous in any way. You tell me, Rob Park, you've been covering the NBA literally since before I was born. Literally before I was born.
1987,
exactly,
I've been
covering
this league.
Birthday is August 17th, 1989. So like I said, you got 2 years covering the NBA more than I got 2 years of life. So you tell me the only time when the Western Conference winner and the Eastern Conference winner both were under the 3 seed or 4 seed. Both didn't have home court advantage in the playoffs. This season is unprecedented. The only thing that this season, like nothing is right in this season. So what's your overall point here? If
My
I'm going to go ahead and bet on LeBron, if he can come back, that's
no,
what I'm talking about.
It's
part of the reason he's
dream.
Missed so many games is because they're playing every other night.
It's a pipe dream that everything's going to snap back into place for the Lakers. Just give up the ghost. First of all, the team that they have is not as good as the team they had a year ago. They made a mistake in some of the deals that they've done to try to – everybody thought they won the offseason. Not only did they win the championship, they got a better squad. This squad is not better, and then your two star players are banged up. I don't even know how you could look at it. And then you have the West, which is loaded. I mean, you got Steph Curry, not even sure he's going to make the playoffs, or LeBron and them could play them in a play-in game. My point is that the Lakers have more issues than people want to give. And here's the other part. Everybody keeps counting the Nets out. Oh, you know, well, Durant and Kyrie, and they've just lost 4 in a row, and they won't. You watch and see. Harden is coming back. He's already said he's going to come back before the season is over.
How do you know Harden is going to come back?
No,
Harden hasn't played it forever. He's like LeBron. It's a hamstring. Are you a doctor, Rob Parker? I don't know.
It ain't the same as getting out there and then having to come back out. He said that he is going to be ready. And my point is that they have two healthy stars playing.
So
they have two stars.
So because
the Lakers have zero.
Hold on. Let me figure this out. Let me figure this out real quick. Because you mean to tell me that because LeBron came, played, and said, you know what, I actually want a little bit more time, and Harden hasn't played at all, that's somehow a check in Harden's box?
Yes, because Harden said that
he hasn't been cleared to play yet.
Because he had will to, be back.
So you think LeBron James wasn't very confident before he hit the court?
No, because LeBron gave himself an out right away. He goes, I'm never going to be 100% again. That was his out, so that when they lose, he can say he wasn't healthy. We know how LeBron plays it.
That's some mental gymnastics right there. That's a Simone Biles gold medal mental gymnastics stance you're taking.
I'm just giving it to you straight. That's all you want it. You want me to be fugazi with it, or you want me to be straight? One or the other.
I mean, I just don't understand why Anthony Davis's ankle or back or whichever one it seems to be, or LeBron's ankle, is just somehow magically more damaged than James Harden's hamstring. Because what we have seen.
But I'm telling you, the Nets already have two stars.
And what happened with those two stars when they went up against Milwaukee and the team that's been getting their head kicked in?
In a regular season game.
Milwaukee went and beat the Brooklyn Nets 2 days in a row, and all we hear is Budenholzer's on the hot seat. That's all you hear. I mean, they went and dominated the Nets.
It wasn't 2 days in a row.
Them.
I thought there
two,
was a day in between.
Two games in a row. It was a all Sunday right, my, and a Monday. My, I mean, a Sunday and a Tuesday. Milwaukee just took Monday off from kicking Brooklyn's ass.
Yeah, okay. They won by two, and they needed like 49 points from
the back-to-back MVP, a guy who's really good. I mean, they needed a star to be a star. You expect your stars to play well.
And
what did Kyrie have? What did Kyrie have, like 45?
Harden hasn't
lost?
Even played. We'll wait and see. When the three-headed monster's together, you'll change your tune. All right, which contender are you more concerned about heading into the playoffs? Is it the Martin Weiss Lakers or the Nets? We'll continue this conversation with you. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. This young dude is feisty today. I'm going to have to put him in his place, but we want to hear from you. We'll continue the conversation. It is The Odd Couple with Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio. Come on, my man, Alex. Stick and stay.
America!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker and Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. And yes, indeed, a funky flashback Friday. Our number 877-99 on Fox. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. We are talking about the NBA playoffs, the Lakers, the Nets, both dealing with injuries this season. But who are you more concerned about? We want to hear from you, 877-996-6369. Martin Weiss is still hanging on to this. Lakers are going to make this miraculous recovery and come back and win a title.
That's not what I said.
Respect, they were hurt.
That's not what I said, but at least America can know it and was listening. Because I did. That's not what I said. I said, if LeBron comes back, I'm not going to bet against them. However, at this point, the if, you can't have the if. Like, the if is not real. Like, at this point, like, but I'll just say this. In my life, I've seen LeBron do all types of miraculous things. I can't bet against them. But what I haven't seen is James Harden's hamstring in the last 4 months. But it's cool.
All right, let's go to the phones.
All right, Brian in Atlanta, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, guys, I think the Lakers should be way more concerned. I think that LeBron is being – it reminds me back when he was in Cleveland and he showed up after one of the games against Golden State with a cast. I think right. He got out there, and after he got whooped by the Kings and the Raptors, he realized that they made a mistake. There's a reason why the Lakers got rid of Harrell. He got dominated by Cousins last night. Anthony Davis has one day back spasms. He's immediately saying he's going to be fine. They look like they're scared. They know that their roster is not the same. And I think they're ducking. I don't think that these injuries are no longer as bad. They were serious. But I think that they got on that court. And they was like, oh, no, this is going to be embarrassing. And I think they're hiding. And that's it. That's all.
You know what? I think you're spot on. They know
what
you're spot on. They know that. I'm just saying they're setting up the excuse for when this doesn't work out so that they could say, hey, we just weren't right. But this team hasn't played well, even when they weren't. Get it, Martin. I get it. You lose your two big stars, you're not going to win. It's hard to win in the NBA. So I'm not trying to say that they were going to win every game. But when they came back and they couldn't beat the Sacramento Kings or the Toronto Raptors at home with Anthony Davis, I mean, come on, he's one of the best players in the league. That's concern.
You know, I got that you couldn't win. It's really kind of crazy that Anthony Davis seems to be the only. He came in the season hurt off of like a 72 day off season, however long it was. It was like this quick, and he's the only person that's getting killed this season for having a bad one is Anthony Davis. When the year where Nikola Jokic is about to win the MVP, and I think we all can say, even though he's deserving of winning the MVP, that's a little odd. Most of the time, he's in the conversation, but we have somebody who's a little bit more of a headliner who's probably going to win it. Now, I'm not trying to say anything about Jokic being MVP. I think he should be. Just saying. It's a little weird that he's the number one guy.
877-99 on Fox.
Let's go to Andre in Massachusetts. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
What's going on? Thanks for taking the call. Listen,
I have to say it's the Lakers who need to be hitting the panic button right now, and it's based off of the fact that they play they don't play in the Eastern Conference. Okay, they play in the West. Okay, the Western Conference. Okay, so the competition in that it's just heightened. And then the Brooklyn Nets, they got that ace up their sleeve, James Harden, just waiting to come back fully healthy. So even though the Nets are probably going to match up with Milwaukee in the second round, and that's going to be nothing nice for them, so they're going to have a long road to get to the finals should they get there. With the Lakers, I mean, competition is tougher, and Portland, in terms of the possible changes next year in the new regime, that might light a fire under them. They're healthy, something to play for. They really have to get all hands on deck. In conclusion, Rob, you do have a beat this Friday because they didn't have your Splenda. I saw that, Rob. Okay, they need to have the Splenda for your sweetener, okay?
Yes.
And that price need to be reduced. They need to bring
Thank
that
you,
price.
Oh,
my
man.
Goodness. No,
Andre,
no, no. I, was
Andre,
with,
we're gonna,
I didn't hate that call that. Until just now.
We're going to talk about that. Alex, did you see the video yet or not?
Not yet, Rob. Not yet.
Already Andre's chiming in. We're going to do that in a what are we doing? Is that a shop talk? What are we doing? Yeah, shop talk at 8:45 Eastern. So hang on for that, 8:45 Eastern. All right, 877-99 on Fox.
Robert in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, guys, I got to take a – tell me why no one is talking about Kyrie Irving. Irving for MVP. I mean, he single-handedly kept the Brooklyn Nets on top of the NBA.
Because they got incredibly better after James Harden joined the team, and Kyrie came out and said, yo, when we gave James Harden the ball to dominate, James Harden to run the show, this team got better. That's why
no one, except for Rob Parker,
is talking about Kyrie for MVP.
No, Kyrie, I said, is the Nets MVP. You're right that he kept the team afloat when Harden went out. I mean, they didn't go sideways. They continued to play well.
No, they just
all
they did was lose to the Philly, almost lose to Philly. All they did was lose to Milwaukee twice. Like I get it, right? Kyrie, I got it. Great. Like I just don't understand. Like Kyrie's a great player, absolutely, but. I mean, I'm sitting out there watching him lose games and watching other guys lose games getting killed for it while we're clapping for Kyrie. I don't understand.
Kyrie's played very well. This is his best season in the NBA. All right. What are the chances of Aaron Rodgers, that Aaron Rodgers is still the Packers quarterback next season? Super Bowl champ and NFL Network analyst James Jones has the answer next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Let's welcome in his former teammate, former Super Bowl champ. I shouldn't say former Super Bowl champ and NFL Network analyst, Mr. James Jones. Let's welcome him to The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. How you doing, James?
What's going on, brother, man? I'm chilling. I'm hanging. Y'all good?
Yes, all is good. Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard today. And let me say this, James. I mean, you know, when the story broke, all hell broke loose right before the draft. What are you hearing? I know you've had some comments on the network about Aaron Rodgers. What are you hearing? Bring us up to date.
Well, first, it's just crazy because when it all came out, everybody was like, Aaron Rodgers is saying this and saying, Aaron has not come out and said anything. Adam Schefter tweeted whatever he had to tweet. He has his sources, whatever sources he had. But the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers, that did not come out of their mouth. So from what is being said from everybody, Aaron wants a GM fired. Aaron wants, you know, he mad at the head coach and all that. None of that stuff was from Aaron. You know what I'm saying? Do they have stuff that they need to iron out? Absolutely. But he never said he wanted out. He never said he wanted the GM fired. It has nothing to do with that stuff. So when I sit here and I listen to people talk and think they know the whole situation and Aaron's this, Aaron's that, just shut up and throw the football. You're not the manager. You're not the GM. You're not this and that. You know, to me, that's all BS. You know what I'm saying? Because Aaron has not came out and really said none of that. Is it situations that he wants to get ironed out? Absolutely. Does he want to get on the same page with the GM and the head coach? Absolutely. But he did not leak none of that.
I'm not going to ask you if you had a conversation with him, you know, what was talked about. But have you been in contact with Aaron?
I have been in contact with Aaron, man. And I talked to Aaron all the time. And I talked to him a couple days before the draft. So that's why, like, I was sitting at home when it all came out. Like, this is not even Aaron.
Right.
See?
Like, Aaron has never done anything. He hasn't done this under Coach Mike. He has never came out to the media and said, I want out, said I don't like the coach. I don't like never. That's just not him. So I'm like, what are they talking about? And then me just talking to him and, and being around him all the time, like that's not him. You know right. what I'm saying? So I was sitting on the couch like, this is crazy.
And especially with the, and then when Schefter came out and said that he kind of like there was no necessarily breaking news peg to why he decided to drop this like 45 minutes before the draft, right?
Yeah.
Now, Rob, you may not understand what I'm about to say, but the rest of America will. But this felt like some Tywin Lannister, like Game of Thrones type maneuvering to like get higher draft ratings. Like it felt like a non-story. Like,
now,
like
you know, I don't know that
thing?
Show. If you said Perry Mason, I would know that show.
I know it was just the highest rated television show like in the last 10 years. But James, like. It just felt like a lot of smoke tied with the Jeopardy, like the Jeopardy thing, which, side note, he's amazing at hosting Jeopardy. It makes me upset, honestly, that he can be so good at two different things, right? Like, how can you be that good at two different things? But to your point, even when he had McCarthy, it was a big old Bleacher Report article that got McCarthy out of there. Not necessarily Aaron Rodgers going. Aaron Rodgers had almost been kind of passive-aggressive almost. People want him to say more, it feels like, throughout his career.
Exactly, man. And even when the whole Mike stuff broke with that Bleacher Report, Aaron was the first guy to say, like, hey, man, hold on. You know what I mean? Let's give Coach Mike McCarthy his credit and everything he's done in Green Bay. So, when, like I said, when this story broke, I'm like, that's not even Aaron. Even if I didn't talk to him, I still – that's not him. Me playing with him for so long, me being a brother of his, that's not him. You know what I'm saying? So, that's why I was like, man, all this stuff coming out, I don't know who Adam Schefter and who all these guys talk to, but from me being close to Aaron and knowing just what type guy he is, man, that's not him, man. So I said on TV yesterday, man, that I do believe that everything that's going on over there is fixable, because that's how I truly believe, man. And just some of the conversations that I had with Aaron, it is fixable. You know what I mean? They can sit down. Like I said, if they need me to be the mediator in there and all that, I get this thing right. But it is definitely fixable.
You see,
man.
But here's the one question I want to ask you, though, because, all right, it may be fixable between those two men, but one of the things that I feel like you can't fix is the fact that, like, they don't have any offensive weapons of note. Maybe you need to go down there and go play X receiver. You see what I'm saying? Maybe that's the issue, right?
What do you mean they don't have any offensive weapons?
Devontae Adams, and they draft all these running backs, and I get that, but, like, I'm not saying the reason there's not a reason why the rest of the sports world was like, maybe Aaron Rodgers does want out. They just drafted a quarterback and don't have no wide receiver help.
You know what? It's crazy y'all say that, because I'm actually out here on the field right now with my kids going through some footwork and all that type of stuff. And I'm like, man, maybe I should get my feet right just in case they
look
need
at
me. I'm playing. No, I'm playing. But no, I mean, shoot. We've all been saying since Jordy Nelson, since myself, since Randall Cobb, since Greg Jennings, we've all been saying Aaron Rodgers needs some receiver help. We've all been saying that. But to be honest with you, they were saying that when we were all young players as well. You know what I mean? Oh, man, Right. Bring in Randy Moss. Bring in all these guys here. And Ted Thompson sat on it, and he said, you know what? I believe in my young fellas that is here. You know what I mean? I believe in these guys. These guys could get it done. And we all ended up having very good careers, and we all ended up being very productive for Aaron Rodgers. You have a bona fide superstar in Devontae Adams. You got a bona fide superstar in Aaron Jones in the backfield. You have a solid offensive line. It sucks you lost Corey Linsley, but you have a solid offensive line. You signed Devin Funchess. He opted out last year. You still have Alan Lazar. So he has weapons. But to the outsiders looking in, and we're all looking like, yeah, he has a number one, but them number twos you just said, JJ, is kind of like,
right.
You know what right. I'm saying? So – you know, and then when you look about, you look at Tom Brady, him able to go over to, hey, Bruce, bring AB in here. I got him. I'm going to make sure that he ain't going to do this, do that. And he's going to come out here. He's going to be productive on the football field.
Our guest is James Jones from the NFL Network, of course, Super Bowl champ as well, joining us here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. James, you know, Martin brought it up briefly, but have you watched Aaron on Jeopardy, and what do you think of the chances of him actually becoming the host of that show? I mean, that's a very popular show, and Alex Trebek, the late Alex Trebek, made that an institution in American homes. That would be pretty amazing. Do you like him on the show or not?
I do like him, man, and when I watch him, I'm looking, I'm like, man, he's only going to get better. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is his first time ever doing it, so you think, like, hey, man, let him host a couple more. He's only going to get better.
Yeah, he needs reps.
His personality going to start coming out. I think he's the right guy for the job, man. I love watching him on there, man. So hopefully this will be a good second career plan for him in about 6 years when he's done playing. Right. And he could go on to Jeopardy.
He was elite. I watched that show every day since I was 7 years old. Darren Rogers was by far, to me, the best fill-in host. Because you know what? After he started reading the questions, you didn't realize it was Aaron Rodgers until they showed him on camera. And he made that little quick joke. He was really good.
100%.
All right, J. James Jones, man. Thanks for the insight, man. Appreciate it. We love to talk to people in the know, a man who's talked to Aaron Rodgers, and we appreciate you. Have a good weekend.
Not a problem, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. Yep. All right. Appreciate it. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, and today is the anniversary of one of the most iconic plays in sports history. We'll tell you about it. It's coming up next. It is the Odd Couple with Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. Right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Lemon pepper parlay.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a funky flashback Friday. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss in for Mr. Chris Broussard. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Martin, the one thing I feel blessed about my 35 years in this business is I've gotten to cover so many great sporting events over the years. Of course, I started as a newspaper reporter and, of course, TV, radio, and now I write a column for Deadspin.com. But I've done it all. But covering games and being at big moments were always the thing that stood out to me in my career. And I've been very fortunate. But today is the anniversary. It was on this day in 1989 that Michael Jordan made one of the most iconic shots ever in an NBA game to win a playoff series, a best of five. It was in Cleveland against the Cavaliers. And guess what? Yours truly, Rob Parker, was sitting next to Clifton Brown, downtown Cliff Brown, who worked for the New York Times. And we were covering this playoff series. And I remember when he made that shot, I thought to myself, this dude is unbelievable because it was as pressure-packed as it gets. And we do have the sound from that day back in 1989.
The inbounds pass comes into Jordan. Here's Michael at the foul line. A shot on Elo. Good! The Bulls win it! They win it! Set the Cleveland Cavaliers. Michael Jordan hits it at the foul line. 101-100.
I mean, Martin, does that shot stick out for you? I know you're a lot younger, 1989. You were born that year, right?
I was born in 1989, so does it stick out to me? Not necessarily.
No, I mean, you see in the video.
Of course, it's iconic. Of course, I know the shot, the celebration, the triple fist pump. I probably did that in a few AAU tournaments, right? the shot sticks out. But I would say for me, my number one with the bullet sports moment was when Tracy Porter intercepted Brett Favre in the NFC Championship game. Because it was at that point, sending the game to overtime. Because the Saints hadn't even won the Super Bowl. But I was a Saints fan my entire life, growing up, to the point, Rob, that like, if I got B's and C's on my report card, well, I never got C's in that, at that point in time. But if I got A's and if I got didn't get all A's on my report card, I got the eight home games, I couldn't go to one of the games. Me and my dad would go to the games, and that's honestly probably why I'm in the position that I am in now, because we used to sit next to a high school referee, of all people. A high school referee would sit there, and he would be complaining, and he would always call the penalties before the official, and he would see the penalties from where we were sitting.
Oh, that's annoying, though. Annoying?
It wasn't annoying, because for me, like, I never played football at any type of high level or any type of level that anybody cared about at all, right? So for me, it was literally like an idea of like, I'm studying and learning this game, and like, I'm like, how did you know this? Like, I'm like, this dude's telling the future. He's not telling the future. He just knows what he's looking for. I think it informed my entire life.
So that's your moment in watching sports.
Tracy Porter intercepting Brett Favre, because like leading up to that moment, there was literally no point in time in my life that the Saints were ever Super Bowl contenders. And honestly, in the Saints' history, that they were ever Super Bowl contenders before then. They had made the playoffs a few times. But really, truly Super Bowl contenders, I did not believe that it was going to happen until Tracy Porter intercepted that ball. Because once that happened, I mean, I just watching the flow of the game, the Saints we're going to win. Like, there was no way about it. Like, Brett Favre couldn't get up, and come to find out later, there was, you know, bounty gate and so on and so forth. But I will say, there was officials on every single one of those plays, and they could have thrown that 15-yard penalty on every single one.
I'll say this. I've been fortunate enough to not only be there at that game, but I was in 1986. I covered my first World Series. It was the Mets and the Red Sox. And I was working for the New York Daily News, and I was there in the house when the ball went through Bill Buckner's legs in Game 6 of the World Series, another iconic play. And I can go on and on. I mean, I probably have 10 great ones over the 35 years of games that I've been at where these unbelievable things have happened. Rob G., I know you're a young guy as well. Is there any play that stands out to you like iconic?
Well, yeah, just like Martin, you know, it goes back to my fandom. Unlike you, Rob, I wasn't covering 47 years of, you know, regular season basketball and things like that. So,
hey, Rob G, real quick, what was it like watching the 86 Mets?
I could picture it in my mind so clearly right now.
Oh, yeah, all right.
No, but for me, and it goes back to fandom, is the alley-oop from Kobe to Shaq in Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals. Because the Lakers, up until that point, were known for having arguably the most talented team, but always floundering in the postseason. And even in Game 7, they were down by, I think, 14 or 15 points in the fourth quarter, and they came all the way back, and it's punctuated by the young guy, Kobe, who had just airballed three-pointers against the Jazz a few years before that.
Right.
Breaking down Scottie Pippen, who was an all-world defender, allegedly, to Shaq. And because of that, the Lakers go to the finals, win a championship, start the dynasty. But as a fan, as a Laker fan, and a young guy at that, you know, that moment set off a trigger of other moments, but that was the one that started it.
You know what? I don't know if this has happened to you, and maybe with the Raiders, I know, well, they haven't really had that much success, but like when that ball rolls through Bill Buckner's legs, if I see the replay, and that happened again 35 years ago, I still get chills sometimes from that. That's how that play was, like an unbelievable play. If you remember the series, the Mets fell behind and it looked like they weren't going to win the World Series. They had a great year, and you know, that opened the door for them to win it in seven games. But is there any game where you get chills from, or chill bumps? You know what I mean, goosebumps.
You know, Rob, the one that for me is Golden State, Oklahoma City, when Steph Curry came across from half court and hit. I'm just joking.
No,
because
it didn't happen.
No, it absolutely happened. It absolutely happened. Steph Curry definitely hit that half quarter to send it. But no, Trey Burke versus Kansas. Trey Burke. Every time I see him, I think about that play. Every time I see him playing for the Mavericks, coming off the bench. I think about him driving, going with a couple seconds left, and hit that deep, deep three to send Kansas home and Michigan on to I believe it was the Final Four. That was a great game.
Yeah, I mean, there's some great moments in sports, so many great ones. But yeah, that one with Michael Jordan, that one sticks with me because I was there and I remember the building. All right. Hour number two of The Odd Couple's coming up next. So you know what you need to do? Stick and stay!
America!